similar to what occurred in the first half of the last century. So the question is, how big an army do you want? How big a navy do you want? Well, how much do you want that system? How much do you value that system? Is that system worth preserving or not? And therein you get to the size and scope of your armies, navies, air forces, and marines. And rightly or wrongly, fairly or unfairly, the role of the arbiter of that system has defaulted to the United States for seven decades. There are other countries, 60 or 70 of them or so, that have allied themselves with their militaries to us, and they make significant contributions. But it is the United States that's been the leader with that system. So the status of the Army as part of the military force that works to help maintain the stability of the world. We're a global military and we're a global army, and we've got right now today about 180,000 soldiers in the United States Army, active duty, reserve, and National Guard deployed in about 140 countries around the world.